T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Harden is going to look at Westbrook and say, I don't mind giving it to you because I know you can do A, B, C, D, and E. Westbrook, and we forget, has led the league in assists. Everybody's talking about him being a selfish player. But remember, we were, you know, he was heralded as the guy who's been getting triple doubles. So he don't mind giving it up. So he's not going to have a problem giving it up to Harden. I think these two will be the modern day Frazier Monroe.
All right, and now that wisdom comes to Houston sports leader, Sports Radio 610, Rick Kamla, Clint Sterner. We have Hall of Famer Isaiah Thomas. Zeke, thank you so much for joining us. Good afternoon, my friend.
How are you, brother? It is good to talk to you, and if I was there, I'd give you a big hug, and I just want you to know we miss you.
My guy, sending a bunch of love right back to you, Isaiah. So, I would like you, we're going to have a lot of fun in this interview here. Rick Kamla, Clint Sterner with the great Isaiah Thomas. Take us a little farther into that comparison because that really caught my eye, and I do not disagree, Isaiah, but we're talking about Earl the Pearl Monroe, Walt Clyde Frazier. Talk to me about that comparison to Harden and Westbrook.
Well, when I look at Earl Monroe and Walt Frazier, during that period of time, they were both dominant players on their teams, the New York Knicks and the Baltimore Bullets at that time, and they were considered, you know, one and two in terms of scoring, assisting, so forth and so on, and no one ever thought they could play together. However, the Knicks made a trade and they brought Earl Monroe to New York. He and Walt Frazier, you know, they fit like hand in glove. They went on to win championships, and, you know, the rest is history. Well, I look at Harden and I look at Westbrook as very similar. They're both dominant at their position. Neither one of them has yet to win a championship. They both need each other. And I think the league right now is not prepared to defend two players of that caliber from the perimeter, that they both can put it on the floor, they both can play pick and roll, they both are high-octane players, and they're both highly competitive. I just think it's going to be a must-see TV and a great show every single night. And I think Houston, you know, they're, again, I've said this before, they are my early pick to win the championship. And the reason why they're my early pick is because, yes, you know, Anthony Davis is joining LeBron James, and Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are teaming up. But what Houston has that all the other teams don't have is that their collective nucleus of players are still together. And so they won't have to change much. They won't have to adapt to much. And Westbrook plays a very similar style to the way D'Antoni wants to coach. So I don't see a lot of having to figure it out and maneuver and all this other stuff that people are talking about.
Isaiah, you mentioned somebody there that I want you to dig a little deeper on. That's D'Antoni. I think in the past, the Paul and the Harden situation didn't work out the way that they would have liked for it to have ended in a championship. And I think D'Antoni maybe taking a little bit of heat over that. And now with Westbrook on the floor with Harden, it's been brought up that how does D'Antoni actually help this work, make this work. Talk a little bit about what D'Antoni has to do, change, tweak to allow this duo to coexist and make a championship run.
Well, we all love D'Antoni, and he's a great coach, and we all do want him to succeed. And we all know that D'Antoni is very stubborn. And his stubbornness is what has made him so successful. However, with this team, he's got to decide, you know, does he want to win or does he want to win his way? And if he's able to make some type of adjustments, some type of tweaks, then he may be able to win. But, you know, philosophically, the reason why you love him is because he believes in his system, his style of play, and that's what has gotten D'Antoni this far. But the crucial decision in terms of winning the championship, you know, will come down to, you know, do you want to win or do you want to win on your terms and your way? And you may not be able to win on your terms and your way. And if you tweak it a little bit, you may be able to win. That's a decision that he'll have to make during the course of the season.
Hall of Famer Isaiah Thomas joining Clint and Kamla here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. So, Isaiah, let's dive further into that because Mike D'Antoni is a my way or the highway type of guy. You are saying, and I agree with you, that he needs to tweak or bend that a little bit and sort of get out of his box to actually go from a great coach and you know, conference finals and all this kind of stuff to a guy that's actually caressing the gold ball. So in your opinion, if he's not going to do it his way, what way should he do it?
I can't tell you what way he should do it, because none of us are sitting in that seat coaching that team. However, I can look at that team and assess and evaluate the talent. And I look at it from a talent, from a team that's clearly one of the most talented teams in the NBA. And I can make the argument that if Houston doesn't get off to a bad start and they don't blow the third seed, the Rockets would probably be in the finals last year, but they ended up as the fourth seed, and that consequently hurt everything. I think they have learned from their mistakes the last 2 years, and I think they will be playing at a very high level coming out of the gate. In terms of changes that needs to be made or tweaked within the system, I believe that D'Antoni will make those changes, and he'll be able to see them, recognize them, and put everybody in the right spot to make sure that they have ultimate success.
Isaiah, I love what you said earlier about the fact, and this is one we didn't think about, Rick, yesterday or the last 2 days when we were talking about the Rockets, was the fact that this team's nucleus is still together, and that chemistry that they've built over a year, even 2 years, that means a lot in sports, in team sports. And so I love the way you put that. I want to take that and run. Yesterday, Rick and I did a segment on essentially the superstar duos and the 3 through 5 that will be on the floor with them. And we kind of ranked them, and we came to this, Isaiah. Philly ultimately has Horford, Harris, and Richardson to stack underneath Embiid and Simmons. Where do you see, that's who we had as number one, the best supporting cast. Where do you see the supporting cast of Gordon, Capella, and Tucker, along with Tyson Chandler at the Rockets? Where do you see that supporting cast fitting in to the rest of the league?
I see them being right up there, and if not better, because they have what you call the know-how in terms of the chemistry and being in pressure situations and have lost in those situations. You know, this is a generation, and this is a league now where we look at failure as not a way to learn from, but we look at failure and say, oh, we have to get rid of, because the people who fail, they're not capable of learning from their mistakes. I think the Rockets are capable of learning from their mistakes. They have high IQ basketball players. They have a high IQ coach. And this is not a team that you look at and say, they're gonna make some mistakes and allow you to win. Unfortunately, they've always met a Golden State team that has always been a little bit better, and I don't see that Golden State team being there anymore. And now everyone else, I think, in the West, from a chemistry standpoint, will be playing catch-up to the Rockets. And if the Rockets come and they really want to win, keyword, if they really want to win, this is a year that they can win it.
Isaiah, do you think the Westbrook move around here in Houston, we've got a lot of guys that love that thought running it back as is before the Westbrook trade was okay. And I was one that I was not okay with that. I don't like accepting the fact that you were the best team against the dynasty. I felt like change was needed. Obviously, now we know Westbrook was brought in. But how did you feel about the Rockets as they were with Chris Paul and them running it back versus making a big splash move and getting Westbrook?
Dude, let me hey, in the last 5 years, right, name me the MVPs of the league in the last 5 years.
Well, we know two of them are here in Houston, Isaiah.
Okay, well, that's
and Chris Paul is not one of those guys.
Westbrook is.
I am just saying, anytime you have a chance to put two MVPs of the league, not of the All-Star game, two MVPs of the league, you put them on the same team. You got the league's got a problem. Who's going to defend those two guys? And I would say, you know, when you look at Curry and you look at Thompson, you know, arguably to me, they're the best backcourt in the NBA when they're together and they're playing. Well, Thompson's going to be out this year for a long period of time. And when you put Westbrook and you put Harden together in the backcourt, two MVPs of the league, you have to say that potentially, if you're ranking them, this is going to be your best backcourt in the NBA.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that at all. The great Hall of Famer, Isaiah Thomas, NBA TV and TNT analyst and announcer. You see him on the Players Only. You see him on the desk. You see him doing play-by-play. And he's a dear friend of mine. Really appreciate him joining us here on Clint and Kamla on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. So, Isaiah, I want to get you've said a couple of times, how is the league going to guard James Harden and Russell Westbrook? And I've even brought that to Clint as in terms of, This is a problem for the league. Now, the one team that I think, Isaiah, would have the perimeter defense to maybe contain or hinder this MVP backcourt is the Clippers with Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and Patrick Beverley, three of the stickiest perimeter defenders in the league. So talk to me about that. Do you think that the Clippers, even with those three guys, are even capable of defending Harden and Westbrook?
Yes, they are. And so it's a yes question. I mean, answer. Yes, they are. And yes, Westbrook and Harden is capable of giving those guys problems.
I hear you.
You know, I mean, and to me, that's the beauty of what we have shaping up in the West, because you have the best of the best going against each other. And the little things are going to make the difference between success and failure. It's not going to be the guy who gets, you know, 40 points and 15 rebounds. It's going to be, you know, P.J. Tucker diving for a loose ball, you know, coming up with it, or Tyson Chandler winning a jump ball, or Clint Capella, you know, saving out. Those are the things that are going to win you the championship.
Isaiah, I hate to change the subject, but I'm an old QB, man. I got to know how much football you get to keep an eye on and what you think of the Houston Texans.
Now you talking my sport, baby.
Hey, tell me about Deshaun Watson. Tell me about your thoughts with the Texans. I know you got to be a fan of D-Dub 4 now.
Now, if the young fella don't get hurt, and battle back from his knee injuries, and then he got off to a rough start, but if he continues to play the way he played at the end of the season, I mean, when you look at his winning percentage, he and Russell Wilson, to me, they're the two most underrated and the two most underappreciated quarterbacks in their position right now. And, you know, Russell Wilson has won a Super Bowl. You know, he's played well with bad talent, you know, around him that wasn't Super Bowl talent that he had before. But then when you look at Watson, what he did at Clemson, what he came into the NFL and did right away, he is a leader of men, and he is someone that you can depend on. He can take your team to the Super Bowl, and they got all the pieces. Now, Can Clowney be what we want him to be and continue to be what we want him to be? And I believe he will.
Isaiah Thomas talking football with Clinton and Kamla on the Home of the Texans. How cool is this? And Isaiah, I got one more for you and we will let you go. Point blank, will Deshaun Watson deliver an MVP award and a championship to the city of Houston in his career?
I believe he'll deliver a championship. I don't know if he'll deliver an MVP because the way Watson plays, he's not playing safe. So his QB rating may suffer sometimes because he's going to take chances down the field. He's not going to swing it out to the right or swing it out to the left to make sure he gets that completion. So his QB rating may suffer every now and then, but at the end of the day, you're going to win with him because he's going to take the risk. So he may not have the MVP stats, but you're going to get a Super Bowl in Houston with him.
I need Isaiah Thomas to reach out to Deshaun Watson and say just that, young man. Stay clean, stay upright, get the ball out quick and early, play efficient ball like you used to deliver that thing when you had it in your hand, and see if we can't speed up that learning curve, Isaiah. What do you think about that?
Hey, you know, it's all about them yak yards, right? Hey, and if I played football, I would be happy to give it to somebody else and let them run and get hit.
That's a smart man right there, you and me both.
I tell you what, I know Isaiah would have had separation speed, okay? There's no doubt about that. And there's a bunch of dog in this dude to this day. Isaiah, you're a dear friend of mine, man. I love you to death. I really appreciate you coming on here and dropping a huge amount of knowledge on our Rockets and on our Texans as well. I miss you, my brother, and I wish you nothing but the best.
I miss you, too. And my separation speed would have came from fear, not because I was fat.
Now, that I can relate to. That I can relate to.
I love it. Isaiah, God bless, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Look forward to seeing you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hall of Famer Isaiah Thomas. Talking football. And by the way, you have to understand it. NBA TV all those years. What do you think we did in between commercial breaks and in the green room when we weren't on the air? Off season or during the season?
That was crazy.
We're talking football, man.
When I was at the SEC Network, the same thing. Marcus Spears was a hooper in college, in high school, right? He could have hooped in college, big time hoop. He had to make a decision to play D line and then get big, obviously. And that's all the dude wanted to talk about in the green room. I'm like, Mark, man, Spears, we got a show coming up, bro. We got to talk about Alabama and Kentucky and blah, blah. And he's like, I don't worry about that, man. Let's talk these hoops.
That's so cool. You know David Pollack, right?
Yeah.
ESPN. I've gotten to know him a little bit. Did a bunch of radio with him in Atlanta. Phenomenal dude, as you know.
Right. Yes,
everybody loves David Pollack. So I'm at SEC Media Days a couple of years ago, and I just feel these strong hands on my shoulders right from behind. I'm like, oh God, who is this?
Right.
And it's Pollack, and he goes, where the hell's Carmelo Anthony playing next year? He didn't even hit me with, hi, Rick, how are you? He just went right into the NBA, man. So there's a lot of appreciation, football players and basketball players and vice versa.
I'm surprised Isaiah didn't play quarterback in high school. A lot of point guards have played quarterback in their past because there's some similarities there relative to being a distributor and that kind of thing. That'd have been cool. Zeke, huh? I got to figure out where Zeke came from. I know we don't have time right now, but I got to figure out where Zeke came from.
Man, I love that guy right there. And Houston, did you hear? Isaiah Thomas is saying that our Rockets are going to caress the gold ball in June of 2020. Isaiah Thomas, he's not an Astro, or he's not a Rockets fan. Okay, he's not playing the hits here in Houston. This is what one of the great minds in the sport think is going to happen. How cool is that? And he thinks Deshaun Watson is going to deliver a title here as well.
Yeah, I mean, and here's the thing: is you know, a guy's not blowing smoke when he's got. I mean, he's got several points to support why he thinks that the Rockets have a chance, why these two superstars can coexist. And it goes beyond them just being friends. He talked about their, you know, late in their careers, they haven't won it their way. Now it's time to give a little bit. And you know, when he's talking about D'Antoni, the whole time he's talking about D'Antoni, I'm thinking that's the same thing Westbrook and Harden got to do, right? It ain't about their way. It's about doing it whichever way wins. And so, yeah, it was pretty cool.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.